everyone I've talked to, I won't name any names, but I was talking to a reporter who's covered mountain town politics in central Colorado for a long time, and he said that Basalt is far and away the worst he's seen. Worst situation, worst politics. I don't know who's to blame. I don't know where to point the fingers, but it seems to me that the level of discourse in Basalt has gone way downhill over the last few years, and it's time for a change, some kind of change. And I think that I'm gruff enough and sort of, you know, confident enough in myself and in how long I've been in the Valley and who I am that I can go in there and I'm not entrenched in any positions. And so I just want to go in there and just see if I can help everyone just stop fighting so much. That's my main thing.
What skills do you bring to the council?
Well, I think communication, written and verbal. I've done some stand-up comedy. I feel like I can diffuse situations a little bit if they get tense, and I feel like they will probably get tense. And then as far as other skills, I've had jobs, you know, I taught skiing for years. I coach baseball and stuff like that. So I'm used to herding cats a little bit. I don't know with adults how well it's going to work, but we'll see how it goes.
And so what changes would you like to see the town make?
My main thing is I just want to see the level of discourse be more civil. I mean, that's the main change, is that we're fighting, and it's so funny, it's focused on this 1 acre in the Pan and Fork parcel. That's basically, and we're just at each other's throats over it, and it seems silly to me. So the change I would like to see is see everyone just sort of take a step back, take a deep breath, unentrench themselves from their positions a little bit, try to see the other side's position a little better, and then all of us just, we can arrive at a solution that we can be very proud of as a town, specifically to the Pan of Fork. I mean, there are other issues that I think are getting swept under the rug because we're so focused on the Pan of Fork, but we don't need to be a bunch of jerks to one another the way people have been for the last couple of years.
What do you support in terms of current town direction?
It's funny because, you know, Auden Schendler had that article in Outside Magazine that everybody's been talking about where he's talking about density and filling in. And I think that infill, you know, filling in where there already is development and things like that is important. But I also think that we've got the density. We've got 110 units going into Stotts Mill. We got 27 teacher units behind the high school. We've got 54 apartments coming online very soon right next to Stubby's. Willits was planning on building, plus an additional 74 residences that they asked for because they can't sell their commercial space. We could possibly have 340 units going in at the tree farm. I don't know what's going on at Elgebel, but they're obviously putting in a whole bunch of new stuff there. We've got the density. I think that we as a town need to sort of kind of have a moratorium on any future proposals until we see how this all plays out, because I fear we're headed for a housing glut that's not going to help anybody. So the things that I support, infill, I think is good. In terms of town direction, we don't seem to have a direction. I think that's part of the problem.
And so the first thing that you would do if elected?
Well, I mean, I think even before I'm elected, I want to go around. I want to meet with business owners, meet with the people of town, get a better gauge of how the people in town really feel. Because in the Pan and Fork debate, the loudest voice is, you know, this one guy, and he's yelling about this and that and this and that. And it would seem, if you only read his stuff, that he speaks for the majority of people. I don't know that he does, and I want to find out what the majority of people in Basalt really want. And that would be my first thing, is to really gauge the feelings of the town of Basalt and then formulate a plan from there. Like I said, I don't want to go in with any agenda or any preconceived notions of how we should do things. I think that as elected officials, our job would be to interpret the will of the electorate and see it played out. And I don't think we're doing a good job of that.
How does your diverse work experience inform your understanding of what is best for Basalt?
Well, I've been in the media in this valley for a long time, you know, as a proofreader, an editor, writer. So I've seen many, many proposals come into the pipeline. Some get approved, some not. And I've seen what the people in this valley, it seems like, consider good development and bad development. And I've seen what is good development and what is bad development. So my work experience of just having seen projects through media, you know, at every step. So I have a sense of what has worked in this valley in the past and what people have been for and what people have been against. With as long as I've been in town and with as many people as I know, I think that if situations come up where we're dealing with other municipalities or other valley governments, chances are I'm going to know a person or two on those councils or on those commissions or something like that. And I think that that would make it easier to sort of get into a conversation with them.
Thank you.
Thank you.